two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Oh my gosh.
Witnessed some kind of secondary follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center number 2, the one that is on the south, that is difficult to make out through the debris and smoke, but it does appear that a portion, the top portion of the building, has collapsed down to the streets below.
There's a report that one of the planes that hit the World Trade Center was hijacked from Boston. The FAA has now grounded all flights nationwide, the first time that's happened. In the last hour, a third plane has crashed into the Pentagon here in Washington.
I suddenly saw the large eruption of black, dark smoke from the vicinity of the Pentagon. I didn't realize, of course, at that point that it was the Pentagon itself. But the first thought that came into my head was that it's too much of a coincidence to assume that this had nothing to do with what is going on in New York.
We heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere. People are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America.
Rescue workers continue to look for survivors under what used to be the World Trade Center. Thousands are feared dead there, hundreds more at the Pentagon, and it seems almost everybody believes that Tuesday's plane hijackings and deliberate crashes were the work of terrorist Osama bin Laden.
Today our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers, with the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood, and help in any way they could.
Acts of terrorism will not stand, the government will continue to operate, and Congress will continue to function.
We will find these people and they will suffer the consequences of taking on this nation. We will do what it takes. No one is going to diminish the spirit of this country.
We will stand with the president, we will stand with this government, and we will stand as Americans together through this time.